It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kitt.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Microsoft laid off some employees at the Middleton-based video game developer Raven Software as part of a round of layoffs affecting thousands of people nationwide. That's the latest chapter of layoffs in the turbulent video game industry.
Last year, the industry took in $187 billion in revenue, more than the film and music industries combined. But things have been tumultuous in recent years, with companies laying off more than 20,000 video game employees across 2023 and 2024.
Jason Schreier has been following these layoffs and how they affect Wisconsin companies like Raven. He's a reporter at Bloomberg, co-host of the Triple Click podcast, and author of three books on the video game business. His latest is titled Play Nice, The Rise, Fall, and Future of Blizzard Entertainment. Jason, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Let's start with some of the basics here. Now, people may be familiar with Raven Software, a Wisconsin-based software company founded as an independent company quite a while back. Well, now, hold on. Microsoft Xbox is laying off people, and that means Raven is seeing layoffs. Why is that? How did Raven end up in this big corporate umbrella?
How did Raven wind up becoming part of this organization? Well, that starts all the way back in 1997 when they were acquired by a video game publisher called Activision, back when they were making all sorts of games, including Hexen, and they worked on some Star Wars games. Eventually, they turned into a Call of Duty studio, like most of Activision's subsidiaries, because as Call of Duty grew more and more popular and lucrative, Activision wound up folding almost their entire organization into the Call of Duty machine. And then in 2022, when Microsoft announced that it was acquiring all of Activision Blizzard in a deal that ultimately closed at the end of 2023, Raven subsequently became part of Microsoft. And as a result, when Microsoft has its now biannual, if not more frequent, layoffs, Raven gets impacted as well.
You mentioned Microsoft somewhat regular layoffs, and then earlier this month, the gaming division, the Xbox division, with these layoffs that affect divisions, including Raven Software. What is driving these layoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of factors. The biggest one I would say is that, as I mentioned, Microsoft purchased Activision in a deal that closed at the end of 2023. That was a deal for a whopping $69 billion. And before that deal, Xbox, it was a profitable organization, but it was also able to kind of operate not under the radar per se, but certainly had a little bit more leeway in the Microsoft fold. But after that deal, after Microsoft's top executives, Satya Nadella, the CEO, Amy Hood, the CFO, after they looked over and said, hey, we just spent $69 billion on a video game company, we better start seeing some returns pretty quickly. And so that was when the P&Ls needed to be tightened up and the layoffs started to happen. At the same time, we're seeing a lot of kind of industry shaking events surrounding the tech industry and the entertainment industry. In gaming, growth has really plateaued in a lot of areas of the sector over the last couple of years. And obviously the introduction of AI as a large part of Microsoft's kind of future business model has also played a role in restructuring and cutting costs in other areas of the business. So it's really this confluence of all these different factors.
Do we know how many jobs are being lost at a division like Raven Software?
We do. It's last I heard, it's a small amount. I believe it was less than 20 is what I heard. So small comparative to the rest of what happened at Microsoft. But really, a lot of people who work at Raven, who work elsewhere, who have watched what happened, are looking over at that and saying, why is that happening when Call of Duty remains the most profitable or one of the most profitable video game franchises on the planet? The most recent Call of Duty was breaking records. There's a new one coming this fall, as always. This is not a series that is shrinking or failing to produce profits. So it definitely seems a little bit questionable that even the Call of Duty studios, as opposed to maybe the subsidiaries of Microsoft that haven't produced quite as much, that even these Call of Duty studios are getting hit. But yes, the number was less than 20 is what I have heard at Raven.
Jason, I think maybe once upon a time, somebody gets laid off in the video game industry. Well, bummer, but hey, you just go work for another studio, not the end of the world. I don't know if that was ever exactly true. Is that true now, though? Or are we seeing a contraction in this industry where that layoff might be a longer-term problem for the people laid off?
Definitely a longer-term problem. What happened was in 2020, when everybody was stuck at home during the COVID-19 pandemic, we watched video game profits go through the roof. We saw a lot of people who had nothing else to do but buy video games, go ahead and buy video games. And as a result, a lot of these game companies expanded. They wanted to be able to handle that growth. Maybe they thought it would last forever. Who knows? And at the same time, we also saw interest rates getting really, really low. So it was very easy for a lot of these companies, especially the kind of the venture capital backed companies, to make big hiring waves and spend a lot of money. A couple of years later, as of course was inevitable, when the world went back to normal and we were all able to leave the house again, the numbers started to shrink and the growth did not last. They weren't seeing the same kind of returns that they saw in 2020. And as a result, what we've seen is a lengthy correction period in which a lot of people are losing their jobs. But unlike periods of correction in the past, we now have a much bigger talent pool of people who are looking for work because the games industry expanded so much in 2020. So suddenly you have a lot more people competing over the same jobs. I've heard all sorts of horror stories about junior roles just getting filled by people with 10, 15, 20 years of experience, whereas people who are just trying to enter the video game industry or only have a couple of years behind their belt are just unable to find any work. It's really grim, and I think a lot of people are really struggling to find new work if they've been caught up in one of the layoffs that hit recently. And yes, to your point, that is actually a pretty big difference from previous kind of corrections in the video game industry. I remember a big one, or a sizable one, in about 2008, 2009, 2010, that period after the housing crisis and kind of a big recessionary period for the U.S., there was definitely some periods of layoffs, but I think it was a little bit easier back then to bounce back and find another games industry job than it is today.
Jason, what in your reporting now is the big open question for these studios that work for the bigger companies, studios like Raven, and what comes next?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of questions. The biggest one I would say is, will this industry return to significant growth, or is it mature? And a lot of people, especially surrounding the console industry, so this world of, let's call it 100, 150 million people, players who buy PlayStations and Xboxes or PCs, and they're playing games like Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed and others. Call of Duty might actually be in kind of its own category these days because it's so big, but let's put that aside. And the big question is, like, is that market going to grow, or have consoles pretty much plateaued? And if they plateaued, what does that mean for the larger gaming market and its ability to keep, like, witnessing the double-digit growth that it had seen before? And then the kind of the supplemental question to that is, can the costs of video game productions keep going up? And is that sustainable? Or is there a way to put a cap on those costs? Because one of the kind of quagmires of the video game industry right now is that video game budgets have gone up and up and up. These productions now take, games that used to take 2-3 years now take 5-7 years to make, which is essentially doubling their production costs. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars on these games, on each one of these games. And so that means their returns are lower. They need to sell many, many more copies before they turn a profit. And that is dangerous for a lot of different reasons. And so combined, that combination of market plateauing and costs going up is just going to lead to more contraction and more job cuts unless something drastic happens, unless some big changes are made. So those are the two big factors that I think a lot of people are keeping an eye on. Is the market going to return to significant growth, or is it kind of it is where it is? And is there a way to get the cost of these productions and the length of time that these games take to make, is there a way to get those down?
Jason, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Jason Schreier is a reporter at Bloomberg, co-host of the Triple Click podcast, and the author of three books on the video game industry. For a local perspective, let's bring in Ben Qualo. He's the founder and CEO of Midwest Games, based in Green Bay. Ben, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
It's great to be here.
Well, our starting point, as we've just heard, our conversation about Raven Software. Now, they're a Wisconsin-based software company that's part of, obviously, a much bigger organization. Can you give us a sense of where Midwest Games is, a very different kind of company, as I understand it, not part of a big international conglomerate?
Yeah, you know, we are a startup, so we're pretty young. We're a bit different. And part of our thesis is that we're kind of challenging some of the norms of the industry. So we're on the whole other end of the spectrum in comparison to someone like Raven, who's been around for 35 years, owned by Activision acquired by Microsoft, and then all these layoffs. So we're on that other end of things that is looking at kind of challenging the ways the industry are operating, that we've seen some of the layoffs happen with some of these larger companies.
And one of those ways you're challenging that is your location. I think probably a lot of people in the computer game world might think, starting up in Green Bay, why start up in Green Bay?
Well, we saw an opportunity. There's a gap. And we quite literally put a map and showed where games publishers are located in the U.S. And there's a giant gap in the middle of the country. And so we saw an opportunity with the fact that Titletown Tech was put together by a combination of the Green Bay Packers and Microsoft coming together to create a venture firm, and an ability to partner with somebody like that and bring more to the Midwest. But what we're looking to do is provide the support services that help enable game developers to have better success in market. And we saw Green Bay and really Wisconsin as a whole as a real opportunity, both from a cost perspective. It's vastly cheaper than where 62% of the industry is, which is California, Washington, and Texas. And we also saw an opportunity with talent. There's an incredible amount of talent that is in Wisconsin, from Wisconsin. And if we can create pathways back, we have a burgeoning video game development and industry right here in the state of Wisconsin.
I want to talk about your strategy there at Midwest Games. One way to be a video game company is to have, you know, a budget in the hundreds of millions of dollars and hope you're going to come up with the next big hit. A lot of the games I like are one or two people, the Dwarf Fortresses and Balatros and Stardew Valleys, you know, one person and eventually finding that audience. What do you do at Midwest Games?
So what we do is, as a publisher, we help find game developers, you know, some of the ones that you just talked about. You know, there's even a great example right near us in northern Illinois, a game called Animal Well that was put out. And, you know, overnight, I think the first weekend they made like $6 million. A single person studio, worked on the game for 8 years. And so we help find those folks and then give them the resources to come to market, to have the best chance. You know, a lot of folks don't realize how many games come out every year on Steam alone, which Steam is, you know, the largest PC platform in the world. You had 19,000 games that came out last year. We expect 25,000 to come out this year. So publishing services and the ability to provide marketing, production support, strategy, and go-to-market and developer services are so key to a game developer succeeding and standing out when there's 25,000 other games that you're competing with, you know, 60 plus games a day that are coming out. And so it's so key that you have these services, and that's why I think it's important that we have my company and more as part of the ecosystem we're trying to build here.
What kind of things are you doing to advocate and to get that critical mass of video game production here in the state?
So I look at it as two key items. One is driving awareness for what actually already exists. A lot of folks don't realize Dungeons and Dragons came from Wisconsin, or that Raven that works on Call of Duty is in Wisconsin, or you know, games like Apex Legends or PUBG or Disney Heroes was created by a game studio that's a homegrown studio called Purblue. And so driving awareness is a big key so that people realize this is happening here. This isn't something that is happening somewhere else. It is right in our backyard. And then the second piece being networking. We need folks to connect more. And I think that's been one of the larger struggles in this region, is getting events and moments for people to come together, meet each other, get to know each other, and then eventually create the pathways towards maybe working together or collaborating together across companies. That is what happens a ton in California, and that's why California is the way it is in San Francisco and LA. And we need more of those collaboration moments. So as the WGA, we look to try to enable those via different socials that we do monthly throughout the state, or MDEV, which happens in November. It's November 7th and 8th this year. The event has grown, doubled in size the last 2 years in a row. We've now extended the event to be a two-day event, and now it's the largest games industry-focused event in the entire Midwest, and really the middle of the entire country. And so we have a fortunate platform that the WGA is helping to shepherd and grow.
At the state level, there's been proposed legislation that would create a tax credit for video game producers. One of the ideas on the table, a 30% of the wages paid to Wisconsin employees, that tax credit. Is that something you have your eye on? Do you think that could help accomplish what you're looking to do?
Yes. This is a huge moment for the games industry in Wisconsin. If this tax incentive goes through, I know companies that are based in Texas, California, and Washington that will move either segments of their company or build brand new segments of their company in Wisconsin. So it is a really interesting moment for this to be coming to fruition. And I help testify on behalf of what is happening in the industry here and all the momentum that we have. But we're in a unique moment post-COVID where suddenly these companies, to the point of like Raven having layoffs, a lot of other layoffs, they're all looking to be more efficient in how they operate and look at new places because of where they're currently located. And Wisconsin has become that centerpiece that if this tax legislation goes through, we will become a mega hub globally for video games, which is a very fortunate seat to sit in. And that's why I've been working, you know, overtime to really make sure that folks realize the opportunity that we have in front of us right now.
Ben, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Qualo is founder and CEO of Midwest Games, a video game publisher based in Green Bay. Earlier, we spoke with Jason Schreier, a reporter at Bloomberg, about layoffs by Microsoft and Xbox that affected Raven Software, a company here in Wisconsin. Microsoft did not reply to our request for a comment or interview. You can reply, though, if you work in the video game industry or would like to do that here in Wisconsin. Do you see a prospect to do that? Would you like to see more video game production happening here in the state? Do you like the idea of state incentives to do so? Have you gone through one of the video game production programs at UW campuses like UW-Stout, Whitewater, or Green Bay? Love to hear your perspective. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that email, wisconsintoday@wpr.org.